This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for in trade today. Well, just a quick recap in terms of what took place yesterday. Yes, the Sensex and the Nifty closed lower, but the markets recovered from the day's low. So the Nifty was up around 0.7% from the day's low. The Nifty Bank ended at a record high and the mid-cap index slid 3.5% on a week-to-date basis versus the Nifty, which is down around 0.87%. So that underperformance has been quite stark. Now, in terms of the FIIs, there was a large net sell figure that took place yesterday, and that was possibly because of a rebalancing from a particular FII. From DIIs, there was a net buy figure of around 428 odd crores. This is after a continuous sell this week. In terms of a couple of cues from the global markets, the US markets closed largely in positive terrain because we had the S&P, which was at another record close. Asia is largely in the green, and SGX is indicating a positive start as well. Now, in terms of a couple of cues, watch for the markets testing the intraday lows of Thursday, because that is possibly where the support could emerge. Intraday lows stood at around 18,048. Also, further correction in the mid-caps and result reactions in the mid-caps. Case in point would be something like a Havells. Result post-markets would be Biocon, JSW Steel, TVS Motors and Macrotech, to name a few. And in terms of results today, watch out for the big boy Reliance, though the result reaction would be on Monday. Federal Bank, HDFC Life Insurance, PVR, Jubilant Pharmova, Gland Pharma, to name a few. Well, those are a couple of cues you need to watch out for in trade today. This is Ekta Batra signing off on this market podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Have a good trading session.